tweet of the week.
Yes, this week's mystery caller is heard from Cairns down to about Melbourne. It likes rainforest, wet eucalypt forest and heathland. And here's the sound it makes. An iconic Australian caller. It was no mystery to Don from Burringbar. Don was the first one in with the right answer. And Don is a first-time Tweeter of the Week. So thanks and congratulations to you, Don. Yeah, the tweet this week, you might describe it as a whip crack. And you could say that the bird's general location is Eastern Australia. You put those two together in a highly creative way, you end up with the name, the Eastern Whip Bird. It's actually heard much more often than it's seen, apparently. That's because of its habit of skulking around the forest floor, picking out insects and other small invertebrates. If you do catch a glimpse, you'll notice its olive back, its black head and crest, and its distinctive white cheeks. And did you know this? I certainly didn't. The sound that we played you is actually two eastern whipbirds calling at once. Yes, the male makes a loud whip crack, and then the female answers with a couple of tew-tew calls. So there it is, the Eastern Whip Bird Duet. Of course, if you listen in again on Sunday Extra next week, we will have another mystery sound, and we'll welcome all those new Tweeters of the Week entrants like Don just after the 9 o'clock news. Just before we go, one final correction. Don's texted in to say that I accused him of being a first-time Tweeter of the Week, but apparently he's not the first-time player of Tweeter of the Week. In fact, he won last week, so I apologise to you, Don, for getting that one wrong, and well done on your quinella. You've done a great job on the Tweet of the Week, which, of course, will be back next week, as will all our regulars.